Priya's story. The approximate length of this recording is 4.5 minutes.
Case study. Priya's story. Priya, from southwest London, has dealt with constant sight loss challenges throughout her life. It began in primary school when her teachers noticed she couldn't read the blackboard, and she was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, which particularly affected her central vision. She received limited support in school and taught herself strategies to get through each day. By the time she became a teenager, Priya's general vision had started deteriorating too. She struggled to make eye contact with people across a room, which affected her confidence. Priya developed a passion for art and became a professional sculptor in her early 20s. It didn't pay well, but she had no other way of earning a living, unlike her friends who worked extra shifts in bars and restaurants. Then a friend suggested that she train to be a counsellor because she was an excellent listener. Priya took their advice and applied for a postgraduate diploma in psychotherapy. She was the first person at her college with a vision impairment, and the staff didn't know how to accommodate her needs. There was so much reading to do before each seminar, which Priya found impossible, but she eventually found a solution by getting the papers recorded onto tape for her to listen to. It was equally difficult to complete her written dissertation with no computers, but Priya overcame the odds and qualified as a psychotherapist. After her daughter Lucy was born, Priya faced the next challenge of adjusting to life as a new mum with a vision impairment. She felt extremely anxious leaving the house by herself with a pram, and her increased sight loss was making it harder to safely judge distances. So when Lucy started walking, Priya decided it was time to learn how to use a long cane. She'd spent her life up to that point trying to manage and conceal her vision impairment and had to come to terms with her new identity of being a blind person with a cane. She says, "I think it was the hardest time for me emotionally, but I knew I had to do this for my daughter's sake." Once she'd become comfortable using a cane, Priya applied for a guide dog, as she felt this would give her more freedom. She was working from home after Lucy started school and felt quite lonely at times. She fondly remembers, "When I was partnered with my first dog, Wilf, it was love at first sight. I remember feeling quite nervous about the training and being able to trust a dog to guide me around safely. But I didn't need to worry, as Wilf was brilliant. He gave me the confidence to go out more and do everyday things, like picking Lucy up from school. I never wanted her to feel responsible for looking after me, and since I've had guide dogs, she can concentrate on living her own life as a young woman." Wilf became a much-loved member of the family and stayed with them after he retired. Priya and her current dog, Sydney, have been together for 5 years and developed a strong bond. Having a guide dog has enabled her to take on the role of managing a counselling service. They walk to work and to the park, use public transport across London, and go to yoga and dance classes. "It's quite incredible what Sydney can do," said Priya. "I wouldn't go out without him, as his guiding is completely essential." Priya's daughter Lucy said, "It's amazing to have a guide dog in our family. Sydney is a pivotal part of all our lives. He's a great companion for Mum and gives her the confidence to navigate new environments that would otherwise have been too challenging." Priya agrees, "Having a guide dog is a life-changing experience, and I'm phenomenally grateful to guide dogs for enabling me to be more independent." Included here are 9 photographs. The first photograph is of Priya walking in a London street next to a park. The second photograph is of Priya lying on a yoga mat in a gym, with yellow Labrador guide dog Sydney lying next to the mat. The third photograph is of Sydney and Priya waiting at a curb. The fourth and fifth photographs are of Priya and Sydney waiting at a bus stop. The sixth photograph is of Sydney guiding Priya along a city pavement. The seventh and eighth photographs are of Priya and Sydney in the gym. The final photograph is of Priya walking through a park.